Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who Sucks Last is coming up at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
Now, emails.
All right. Birthday time. Let's see here, guys. Our amazing son, Rocco, is turning 18 today. Looking forward to watching him shine even brighter. Can we please have Mickey and Goofy break down what he can look forward to and maybe what he should avoid now that he is officially an adult? Thank you, guys. That's from Ji Young and from Paul. Where is the... There we go.
Well, gosh, I think the first thing you can expect is people saying, "But what's your real name?" And as far as what you should avoid, anything that's called a felony.
Hello. There's a lot of things you should avoid. But like he said, mostly the bookings. After that, no more baby booking, you'll be in real big boy jail. But look at the plus side. Now you can go see boobs at the strip club.
Yeah, you're a dog, dude. Rocco would be your best friend.
But I'm a dog.
Yeah,
but it's okay. Well, you can name me Nacho. Nobody asks questions.
I will say that's a good name.
It is a
Rocco.
Great name. But I feel like
Rocco.
You say, "My name's Rocco." Everyone goes, "Oh, but what's the full name? Or what's it short for?" And I'm like, "Dude, my name's just Rocco."
Yeah, that was my sister's first dog's name, Rocco. He was,
I don't know why.
He was
boyfriend.
A good boy.
Yeah, no, that's what
dog.
I thought.
No, I'm serious. Guess what she named a second dog she got after Rocco passed?
Rocco Jr.
Bowinkle.
Cannoli.
You couldn't.
Cannoli? I got an Italian sister, man.
That's great.
Rocco and cannoli.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to prove it.
I know, but that's just the way it rolls, man. They can't get out of it.
She's got a cat named Penny.
Yeah. Parmesan.
What is it with Italians, right?
When
it comes to men and women, there's like a choice of five names that you can pick.
Maria.
You can be Maria. You could be Elizabeth.
You could be Anthony.
Right. Mary,
the box is closed.
Can you be Italian and your name is Timothy?
No.
It's possible.
No, you can be Johnny.
Can you be Johnny?
You can never be John. You never
be
John.
Be John or
Jonathan.
You've
got to be Johnny. Johnny. You have to be the full name.
Or Vinny.
Vinny.
So I mean, is it Vincent? Italian no, it's, family it's, I know are Vincent. Nick and Chris.
Yeah, you got a lot of Nicholas.
Well, my brother is Nicholas.
Yeah. Remember,
it's the full name.
What did he name his dog?
I don't know what he named his dog. That's a good question.
Cannoli.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Biscotti.
Munja.
I mean, I can't make fun of too many names. Remember, these are just my cousins, right? I'm Ted.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Tim, Tom, brother Chris, cousin Christina.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so it's pretty straight lined.
Okay. All of the tells today is my son Nathan's 21st birthday. Gonna get a Leroy Jenkins, an original fish sandwich, and oh my God, what the F is that, and all of you talking all over each other about the best and worst meals that you've had. Thanks and rock on, guys. That from Jason.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Oh my God! What the f*** is that, bro?
Best meal ever.
One of the really tough
meals I had.
Sauteed
salmon.
I went to the
most amazing meal.
It's
coming in ketchup.
That would be on the front of the airline.
You're kidding me, man. It was the best meal I ever had.
It was in Mexico. I didn't know what I was ordering, but it was so good.
Jesus,
that is a tough question.
What
best meal?
Best and worst.
Well, just best meat. Oh, I didn't do the worst. I just kept talking about the best one. I'm just stuck on that, right? Because it's like, I've had some barbecue that's unreal.
Yep.
I've had some meals at a steakhouse where, like, this is the best meal. But, like, it's hard.
I was at a steakhouse and got ostrich. And I was like, this is the right call.
That's all I've ever heard. I've never tried it.
I mean, I was like, this is unbelievable.
Ostrich was staring at him going, mm-hmm.
They have ostrich farms down there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's my like nephew just farms. Got ostrich cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah?
As I call him, he's wearing birds.
There is a Allbirds shoe, actually, isn't there?
Is it there Allbirds? Is, but it's not. Yeah, this
I think,
is just
I think these ostrich. Are. I think these are Allbirds. Yeah, they are. Allbirds.
Allbirds.
They're called Allbirds.
They're called Allbirds.
Huh.
Allbirds.
Never heard of. Somebody here says, I'm Italian. My granddaughter's name was Leonardo. Granddaughter's name, Leonardo.
So that family I was talking about, right? Again, his parents' names were Gerard and Cachetta.
Cachetta. Oh, I like. Was she saucy?
The best sauce you've ever had in your life.
Her name's Cachetta. She has
thick,
to.
But not chunky.
Right.
I got you.
So
that's why I like my ladies.
Where I grew up, tons of Italians. I knew four Angelos. At one point in time, in one class, there were four Angelos.
Same, bro.
Oh, Angelo?
Four Angelos. Not John or Dave or Bill. Angelo.
But me, too.
Four of them.
But it's also a black name, which is weird, because I went to high school with tons of Angelos.
Maybe he's black Italian.
Yeah, black Italian.
He's Sicilian. Angelo. Didn't you see, what was that?
What was your
romance?
I mean, like a lot of countries, Northern Italy and Southern Italy don't always get along.
Like when Mongolians invaded Sicily.
Yeah. I like Blacktalion.
Blacktalion?
Blacktalion.
That sounds like a weird superhero. The Blacktalion.
Great food, though.
The Blacktalion Battalion.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Italian food mixed with soul food? I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, man.
What's that?
Brisket and penne? I'm in. I absolutely would.
I mean,
do
you ever
that.
Had a like? Look, if I was eating a plate of pasta and somebody said, "Oh, we're out of rolls. We just have cornbread," I'd be like, no.
"Cool,
cannoli you full of sweet grits."
You would love being Italian. They do not eat green vegetables.
You would love being.
I grew
Italian.
Up in an Italian home. You do not eat green vegetables.
You shouldn't eat.
They
green
don't
vegetables.
Buy them. They don't show up. You do not eat green vegetables. There's never a maybe on Sunday dinner. There's a salad, but it's just vinegar and oil dressing, mm-hmm. and it's in a big bowl. It's tossed. And it's already soggy, and you don't want to eat it.
Ted, what's in this ravioli? It's completely different. Ricotta. And greens.
It's black dye, man.
Exactly.
Dude, we should start this restaurant.
Cornbread pizza.
Black and catfish on pasta.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds good.
I mean,
honestly, that sounds awesome.
Hell yeah.
Let's see here.
Peach cobbler, cannoli.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
All right, here we go. My parents are off the boat Italians. Seven kids, Jonathan, Bruno, Rose, Annie, Angela, Elvira, and Joseph.
Elvira. All very biblical.
Elvira.
Yeah, I mean, you
is
think
Elvira a biblical name?
Well, no, but heavy Catholic influence.
Well, yeah,
on a lot
that
of
definitely
names,
dominates
for sure.
Maybe his dad just liked Elvira.
I bet you that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Turns out he never had a chance. Hola, guys, can you wish Brad, the most wonderful husband and bonus dad, a happy birthday today? I know he'd love a bong rip, a fish sandwich, maybe a little penis is too small, and maybe the dirty German's talking about his newest passion, which is wood carving. I know he'd love some tips. Thank you from his a-hole wife and Abby.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, you know, in Deutschland, we call wood carving masturbation.
Yeah, wood carving, woodworking.
Yeah.
Either way, just don't get a splinter.
Whittle your wood.
Mm. Yeah, so no, what are you doing in the shower? Whittling the wood.
Yeah, it is understood.
Man, I wish I could do that.
Whittle wood or masturbate in the shower?
Whittle.
Oh,
you can't whittle?
No, I just feel like I'd get bored.
You can't whittle well. Can you whittle well?
Do you have a porch?
Yeah, I got a little patio.
Do you have a chair?
Yeah.
You can whittle.
I just don't know why the patients just sit there and be like, warm out today.
Well, probably wouldn't be one sitting, but like you said, you leave it out there, dude. A few times during the summer, just, all right, time to go work on the whittle.
Make that your New Year's resolution. By your birthday next year, you have whittled something.
Yeah. Well, I got to learn that goddamn instrument first.
Yeah. The ukulele.
How could you toast a marshmallow without knowing how to whittle?
I just find the right stick.
Oh. A pre-whittled stick in the wild.
Hey, you find a good roasted stick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all the birthdays? Oh, no, one more. Guys, can you wish my friend Red from Des Moines a very happy 55th birthday? Yeah. That from his buddy Mike. Dealer's choice, Mike, on whatever you want to give Red there.
Uh-oh, look out.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BT.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks last?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Team at Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories every week. They always suck. But it is up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And just so you know, man, we're traveling today, man. We're going to go to Texas, pick up some barbecue there. Good news, Miles. Then we're going to head to Denny's.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, Denny's. And finally, we go over to China. But let's get to Texas, where a team of Texas high school students is being sued for forcing players to do 368 push-ups in under an hour. This during a grueling training session to put their lives at risk. So former Rockwall Health High School coach Jim Harrell and a dozen assistant coaches, they stand accused of having junior varsity football players do nearly 400 push-ups with no rest and no water breaks in a 50-minute training session that landed some of them in the hospital for several days. So according to the lawsuit filed by one of the players' parents, back on January 6th of last year, dozens of junior varsity players hoping to make the varsity team, they were punished for every mistake made during their 50-minute training session with 16 push-ups. Now, there were 23 mistakes counted, so they had to do a total of 368 push-ups. Now, following the workout, 26 players were diagnosed with or had symptoms of, and forgive me trying to pronounce this, rhabdomyolysis. Basically, it's a potentially deadly medical condition that causes the muscle tissue to break down and then physically enter the bloodstream. Ooh. So think about that. All right? So the lawsuit says that some of the mistakes made by the students during the training session include the wrong attire, negative interactions with coaches and peers, a bad attitude, and, quote, not hustling. Rockwall Health High School officials had reportedly warned the coach not to use physical punishment during his classes, but he ignored them. By the way, symptoms of the thing I can't pronounce usually appear within 24 to 48 hours after overexertion, which can result in more extreme muscle breakdown. And if left untreated, it can result in kidney failure, cardiac problems, even death. Not unlike the side effects that they sling on TV every night. Anyway, the coach, he was placed on administrative leave after the training session. He resigned 2 weeks later. Although no criminal charges were ever filed against him, the former coach reportedly settled two lawsuits with other parents whose children were affected by the workout. A confidential report presented in court suggests that some of the coaches involved in the workout tried to silence the affected players through a, quote, whisper campaign. Some of them were bullied at school by other students and threatened not to talk about their injuries. Good times. High school football Texas. In Texas.
Is the school any good at football?
I would imagine they're probably great at football. I don't know anything about them, but I feel like if that's how you're rolling in Texas, you're probably good. Then again, I think it's relative. I think a bad high school football team in Texas is better than 98% of all the other high school football teams.
True.
Right? All right, here we go. A 32-year-old man in Youngstown, Ohio named Jermaine Young. He went to a Denny's recently, and he asked his server about the law enforcement discount. He flashed his detective badge, got his bill reduced. Then he left two 20s on the table, walked out. The employees later found out that the bills that he left were counterfeit, and so they called the cops. Well, the cops looked into it, and they determined that the money was, in fact, fake. And that the guy also was not employed as a cop and shouldn't even have a badge. So they tracked Jermaine down. He's now facing charges of impersonating police officer, criminal simulation, theft, and counterfeiting. Now, it's unclear why he asked for the discount when he was paying with counterfeit money. Maybe he was getting low on real and fake money. I don't know. So think about it. You want a reduced check, even though you're going to pay with counterfeit money. And you're impersonating a police officer. You might as well just slap up to the president and slap him in the face, too. Like, how many charges?
Well, he ate what he wanted.
He ate what he wanted at Denny's. Because if I have counterfeit bills, Denny's is where I'm going. Not Ruth Chris. Don't you worry about me.
What's the high dollar item at Denny's? Country fried steak? Steak and eggs?
I don't know.
They probably have like a T-bone steak and eggs.
Okay. And I'm sure it's delicious. And now we go to China, where a man by the name of Liu Lang, he's the former chairman of the Bank of China. He convinced his son to break up with his fiance so that he could court and marry her instead. So Liu Lang, he most recently made news headlines just in November of last year, where he was issued a suspended death sentence with a two-year reprieve for accepting $17 million in bribes and issuing illegal loans of over $450 million during his tenure as chairman of the Bank of China. But he previously became known for his love of young women, much like, what's his face, is the actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. So after divorcing his first wife, he then remarried three times.
Bill Belichick.
With different people. Bill Belichick, right? With people basically remarking that his wives got younger and more attractive each time, culminating in his controversial fourth marriage to his son's ex-fiance. So the 63-year-old Lang, his weakness for young ladies was never a secret, but no one believed that he would go as far as to sabotage his son's romantic relationship just because he wanted the youthful girlfriend for himself. A few days after meeting his soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Liu started pressuring his son into breaking up with her, claiming that she was not from a good family and all she coveted was the benefit from their fortune and influence. Well, the young man tried to convince his father that he was wrong, but Lang, he was unrelenting, and he had finally buckled under the pressure, agreeing to end his romantic relationship. Now, to make sure that his son was no longer a threat to his romantic ambitions, Lang set him up with a much more, quote-unquote, suitable girlfriend who happened to be the daughter of an old friend. Then he used his connections to locate his son's ex-girlfriend and began showering her with gifts like expensive jewelry and luxury products. It was only a matter of time before the young woman fell into his arms. 6 months after breaking up with his fiance, he found out that his father and his former partner would soon, she's going to become his next stepmother. Well, the news was reportedly so shocking that it plunged a young man into a deep depression. At one point, his condition got so bad that he needed to be hospitalized. Now, unfortunately for Liu Lang, he couldn't enjoy his fourth marriage for very long, as that same year, someone reported him to the Commission for Discipline Inspection, and his legal troubles began. He later had to resign from his position and was eventually tried for corruption. So how about that?
Just real quick for the record, it's the Lumberjack Slam, Miles. It's $20.
Lumberjack Slam.
I was looking at that too.
What's in the Lumberjack Slam?
That has buttermilk pancakes, grilled ham, bacon strips, all pork sausage links, two fresh eggs made to order, hash browns, and white toast.
Okay. Sounds like a hell of a deal, actually. I mean, you can't get a dozen eggs for $10.
No, yeah, no kidding. Canada Dennis. So there's your story. You got the high school football team in Texas that overpunished the students for their mistakes. The guy posing as a cop and then using counterfeit money to pay his bill at a frickin' Denny's of all places. And then the former chairman of the Bank of China who convinced his son to dump his fiance so that he could marry her instead.
I think this is an easy one today. I think the worst one is the Texas high school, just based on the fact that multiple players were hospitalized, and that sounds pretty serious as far as your health. I know the one kid in China got his heart broken, and I know his dad's obviously an ass, but physically, he can get through that. You never know what those kids, you don't know the outcome of this. Hopefully, they're all okay.
You mean the high school kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I don't know if they are or not.
Multiple athletes went to the hospital. Correct. With a potentially life-threatening, you know, situation going on. To me, if you put someone's life in danger, that's pretty bad. China, that's a horrible thing to do to your kid.
Is it?
Yes. But obviously, he was a horrible person in person and in business. So he just wasn't a good person in general.
In general.
You'd think that any son knows that. But also, too.
But you still would not think your dad would do that.
You come from a very well-to-do family.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this happened to him, but he will still do okay.
Sure.
All right. It's Denny's. It's got to be Denny's because the guy, look, he's already counterfeiting himself as a police officer, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He's got counterfeit money. Nothing that he did was on the line. Everything that he did was wrong, but he got caught, got arrested, and he's going to have to pay for whatever it is that he did as far as his crimes are concerned.
But I think that Denny's is the easiest one to say sucks the least, but I think the guy in China sucks the most.
All right.
Just because, like, that kind of betrayal and stuff, like, that's how terrible things happen.
It's your own kid.
And it's your own kid, like, which is just, to me, sick.
I mean, I'd do that to your kid, but I would not do that to my kid.
Sure. I expect it.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say, and I'm not defending it at all, is I'm just assuming that coach did not think he was hurting him that bad.
I don't think he did.
You know, right. But I mean, granted, I went to school in the 90s. That was just how sports worked, right? You did not get water until there was water breaks. You did up-downs. You ran poles if you didn't yell back when you're sitting on the bench. Yeah, not... So, like, you can't do that anymore. Obviously, he went way too far over the line.
Sure. And they also told him, hey, man, don't do that before this happened. He's like, yeah,
coach. Right, but that guy in China, man, like, that... Just because it's its own son, like, that's just another level of sick, like, sadistic stuff. And if you have that much money, I feel positive somewhere in China you could find a woman that looks a lot like her.
Yes.
There's a billion people there.
Yeah.
It's not like there's one chick and all the rest are dudes.
And you're rich.
Right. And you're rich.
Yes.
You don't have to be good-looking.
Yeah. Why are you even getting married?
Yeah.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Shout of the Day's coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I caught up at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with the Shout of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. With the looming ban on TikTok, content creators are pushing followers to join the sister app known as Lemon 8.
Isn't that owned by the same people that own TikTok?
Pretty much.
Okay. Have fun with that.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
I would rather, I don't know. Still want to live in a state that doesn't have Pornhub, you know?
I couldn't do it.
I'm serious.
It'd be a rough
time. It's like 9-10 states right now. It's kind of like weed. Do they have legal weed? All right. Yeah, that's good.
I got a sneaking hunch.
Wait a minute. They banned Pornhub? Now you're out.
I got a sneaking hunch that they've just found another one. They just don't go to Pornhub. I guarantee you that they've just found one that's not on the government radar, as it were.
What's the thing? Is it just Pornhub or is it porn sites? Like, Pornhub is just kind of the name you go to, but there's a billion sites out there, I've been told.
Yeah,
I never use Pornhub.
Oh, do you not?
Nah.
All right.
Because there's a bunch of other sites.
RedTube.
Yeah.
That's a dog.
It should be.
Oh, come on.
It's a logo. It's an excited dog.
I mean, I don't know what the answer is, though, because it is so simple.
Right.
Like, one I go to, it's like, are you over 18? Yes. Straight or gay? Straight.
Right.
Pretty
here
simple.
You go.
Like, I don't know what would stop a kid from doing that as well.
Exactly. Nothing.
Yeah.
That's
nothing.
The whole thing. It doesn't do anything. It's like them going on the alcohol sites. Are you 21? Hit this box if you are. If you're not, it's against the rules.
No, yeah, we know.
Hey. Come on.
Yeah.
Right? It's ironclad security right there. We're here once again. Florida is now warning all residents and visitors about Ted.
Sharks.
No. Miles.
Florida?
Yeah.
Falling Iguanas.
Falling Iguanas.
It's wintertime.
That's a band name.
I was just about to say, that is a great band name.
Falling Iguanas. Does it have to be from Florida, though? They just play Florida beach rock.
That'd be even better if they're like from Idaho or something.
Well, believe it or not, that's one of the few places where iguanas do exist in freezing temperatures at the same time. So most of the time, they're in Central America, in the Caribbean.
Right.
The Gulf of America.
Galapagos.
You'll find them down there, you know, but not Florida still gets a freeze.
They get to hibernate a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Fallen Iguanas is a metal band that covers the Beach Boys.
What if it is?
It's five white guys doing blues.
Good vibrations.
Playing on a deck in a bar named Coconuts.
I'm picking up good vibrations and iguanas off the ground.
Aruba. Yeah. Oh, they're doing it.
Here they go.
They close with this one every night. Ooh, I want to.
Fallen Iguanas.
Aruba. Jamaica. Ooh, I want that day. I wish they all could be California girls. We're serving USA.
And Kevin Deere springs them out.
That's right.
All the iguanas.
We open up for Guar, and that's it. That's it.
Only for Guar. Let's go. Oh, God.
They'll be in Alcor Zone.
Only.
Yeah. Here's that fried chicken here.
Oh, God. There's been another study that has reached the conclusion that people who drink coffee in the morning lower their risk of death.
Well, when do most people drink coffee is what my question would be.
I think it covers the people that continue to drink throughout the day.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
And I think the cutoff is like noon or 11, whenever, but focus on you have it just with your breakfast or you just have it a cup or two
as
in
breakfast.
The morning. As breakfast. But, you know, I'm guilty of it. 2 o'clock has started and I'm late enough getting in here like, screw it. I'll just get a cup of coffee real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
I'm guilty of it.
I will say shout out to my sister-in-law. She's the only one that drinks coffee in their house.
Really?
And I woke up one day and there's just a note on my guest room door that was like, there are K-cups on the right hand. I was
like, cool.
Thank you. Looking out, dude. Ted, what day is it, buddy?
Wednesday, hump day, national.
Camel day.
You're so close, Ted. National Snuggle a Chicken Day.
Snuggle a Chicken?
I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, salmonella. I mean, yeah, tell you,
seriously, they
don't do that.
One thing not to do is
that's why we save it for today. Save all your love for today. But you know what? Chickens do a whole lot of good. Let's run it down.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 positive impacts of having chickens. Choking them. Be sure to tip your waiters and waitresses. I'll see myself out.
Oh, God. Thank you, VD. Welcome back. Okay, so these are the so these are the positive impacts of having chickens. I'm sure our friend from the morning show, Taryn, can relate to plenty of this. They're self-sufficient.
Are they?
Having chickens allows you to produce your own food source, contributing to a sense of self-reliance.
Well, okay,
it's not that they're self-sufficient, but you have your own self-sufficiency.
You become more self-sufficient. They are not particularly self-sufficient.
Especially if you have chickens and a rooster, and then they just continue to make themselves. You have a constant source right there. Yeah.
Well, wait, do you want a rooster?
Yes. You need a rooster.
Will the chicken not lay the egg if there's not a rooster? Because I don't want the rooster to fertilize the egg, right? You know,
don't quote me just because I haven't done this, but I have heard or I have reason to believe that a rooster does help egg production.
I mean, I get it.
You know,
I would get the production
there's
of
the
eggs,
dude,
right.
Like, here, you want mine? You know, that kind of a thing.
Because I'm the only one here.
That's right.
I just hate roosters.
You should.
Yeah.
They're aggressive.
They're always aggressive.
There's a reason.
And they don't need to be. No, there's not a reason. He is the only dude in a sea of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
why are you so pissy and territorial? Like, I got all these chickens.
And I'm a human. I'm a human, dude.
Yeah, right. But he thinks that you want his girl. Like, to him, they are the most beautiful things ever.
You got plenty, bro.
I'm not sure.
If you're walking around with $100,000, don't get mad at me for taking a dollar.
Yeah.
Just going to go spend this on something. Soil improvement. Their scratching behavior aerates soil, improving its quality.
Oh, okay.
So they help your garden a little useful. Bit. If they don't.
Oh, so that doggy does that back leg kick thing in your yard and tears it to frickin' shreds. That's okay.
The Brillo pad does that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we caught one video that called it cocky doggin'. It's basically them saying, like, I'm here. They're wiping their smell on the ground.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I just dumped you.
Because they got stink all over, you know, in between the pads there. And so they wipe it all over the ground. Like, yeah, that was me. I was here.
Your yard smells like Fritos.
I peed on that.
I wonder if dogs see us eating out of porta potties with the little hand sanitizer and we're rubbing it. And they're like, oh, look, he's doing it.
He's got it, man.
He's spreading his scent.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to have this big, massive dog, big-ass Belgian Shepherd, sweet dog. And like anything, it's a male dog, so you'd pee on a tree. I had to pee. So I just peed higher on the tree because I'm taller. I didn't think about it. The devastated, just soul-crushing.
Damn it, man.
I mean, the hurt in my dog's eyes. I was like, oh, my God. Dude, I didn't even do it for that reason. Just like, it's a tree. I did not realize. He really thought I was saying, no.
Sorry, dude.
Did you ever see when a little dog tries to put his leg up real high, and it goes too far, and they flip over?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Pee all over the place.
Hey, look at you, dumbass.
On the subject of dogs, these are the top 10 positive impacts of having chickens. Weed control. Chickens can help control weeds by scratching the soil as well, especially in the areas with dense vegetation.
He's just smoking a bowl with your chicken.
Hey, man.
You got a lot of weed, man.
You want some of this?
This bird is tasty.
Yeah, right? I just like the idea that there's a bunch of chickens in the coop just roasting bowls and passing around a fox in the coop.
Sure you want another one, man? That sun's going to be up soon.
What about weed butter chicken?
Ooh, yeah.
Educational value. Keeping chickens can be a great learning experience for children, teaching them about food production and animal care.
And foxes. And mathematics. Chickens are very good at teaching math.
Yes, they are.
You've got to carry the one, son. Go back inside and finish your homework.
You multiply it by the participle.
It's a participle. I like that. Take a little bit of English, a little bit of math.
Hey.
It's, it's algebra, man. We got letters in there.
Well, first you need to find the lowest common denominator.
Mine dangles.
What kind of dumbass do you not?
A squared plus
one. How's your son so good at math?
The chicken talk.
We just sent him out of the backyard and hung out a chicken. Aced his exam, man.
Right.
Jesus.
Then we ate them.
Pet companionship. Chickens can be considered low-maintenance pets that provide entertainment and interaction.
A cat is a low-maintenance pet.
Yeah.
You feed it, and then it literally does nothing
else. And I would go there with you, that if you want a low-maintenance pet, get a cat.
Get a cat. I got to do, has food been eaten out of the bowl? Because I haven't seen a cat in a month and a half.
You good, Ted?
I don't know. That just sounded a little flippant. You want a little maintenance? Get a cat.
Get a cat. I got a new kitten, though, and he's just a pain in the ass.
Is he?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's insane. He's great, though. I love
it. I saw Mike about 2 or 3 days into our break. We're having a lovely meal, eating crabs. And he goes, so we went to a cat, rescue or whatever. And I'm like, so you got a cat?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not the cat that we went there for. Now this one climbed up on my wife's head. We run out of the gal's apartment. So you know he's good.
Yeah, exactly.
She had two cats there, a mama cat and a little baby cat. The mama cat's name was Chicken. Baby cat was Tender.
Jesus Christ.
Or Tendy, maybe that was his name. I don't know. Anyway, these are the top 10 positive impacts of having chickens. You got sustainability. Raising backyard chickens contributes to the more sustainable food system by reducing a reliance on commercially produced eggs.
Okay. All right.
Somebody here, by the way, says, we have chickens. I hate them. Don't need a rooster for hens to lay eggs. Roosters can actually decrease egg production.
Okay.
Due to the rapey nature, it can stress out the flock. They're not good for grass that you want to keep looking nice, and they destroy flower beds and gardens.
Their fecal matter is terrible, too.
Yeah.
Wait on that, Miles. Waste reduction. Chickens can eat kitchen scraps, reducing food waste in your household.
All right. I mean, I guess that's true.
What, do you think they would eat chicken if you toss it out?
I was going to put this down to disposal. Thank God I've got chicken.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, okay. They do because, birds are cannibalistic.
Oh, we saw that when we were outside smoking, and this, what was it, a pigeon?
Yeah,
pigeon.
Oh, man, smacked the
dude, it's slammed into the side of this building, dropped to the ground. The last thing I saw was me looking at it going, I think this bird, and then its eye just closed, right?
Oh.
We come back in, we do a segment of the show. Go back downstairs to smoke. There's this big-ass seagull that has ripped this.
Yes.
I mean, there's blood and guts everywhere. It was kind
of
crazy.
Working at the detail shop at the car auction, I saw a group of Tweety birds all just kind of gathered around the same area. I walked over there. They spread out. There's a skeleton of a little Tweety bird right there.
Oh, damn.
They ate their buddy. You bet.
All right.
They do not leave it to the rest of nature. Nah, that's for you.
Birds got to eat.
That's right. Organic fertilizer there, Miles. Chicken manure is a rich source of nutrients that can be used as a natural fertilizer for your garden. And you're right. It stinks like hell.
Well, until it gets in your water supply, then you are screwed.
Oh, God.
I mean, look at the eastern shore of Maryland. Now, all those areas in there are so heavily polluted because of all the chicken plants and farms.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad situation.
Jeez, a whiz. That is a unique smell going by chicken farms.
That's funky, dude.
Aren't most turds good fertilizer? Like, if I take a dump in my rosemary plant, it's going to do better.
It's what helped Matt Damon survive Mars.
You know, it's a good point.
That's right.
Yeah, why aren't we pooping in our plants?
We absolutely should be.
I poop in my neighbor's plants, and then I always comment, you have a beautiful garden. They're like, God, I swear, we don't do anything.
Like, I don't know the science behind it, but I would guarantee that the main reason that we're not using our own stuff is just because it's unsightly for us. We can't wrap our heads around it.
Well, right. Talk about tomatoes, or you said in what, West Virginia, where all the sewage runs up, and all these plants that grow, I mean, that are harvested and people eat them.
Right. You know, the only green I saw, because it was summer in Africa, was the green vegetation growing out of all the elephant dung.
Yeah.
So what was just sprouting up?
Yeah.
That was those were the green patches. It was always where the elephant crap.
Right.
Well, remember, like, what's the zoo?
Woodland Park. Park. Defiance.
They used to give it away every year.
Get the elephant ass.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, we got elephant ass. Come up here and get it.
You bet.
I just did it for sculpture, but some farmers and stuff.
Oh, I did it for snowballs.
Do you make it like a big old chia pet? You make the sculpture and then just plant a whole bunch of chia seeds?
I should do that.
It's natural bed there.
I was at a Mariners game once and it was like free mulch night.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better get them.
Take the poop.
Why else would you go?
They were giving it by big ass bags, dude.
I know.
These things were like Scotch bags.
I'm sure they were.
Was this on the way out?
Yes.
I hope. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Big old pallets right next to the door.
People
on the way
walk
out.
Walk around with them.
Join the Mariners for mulch.
I guess if you knew, but like, right, like, if you're not planning on it, it's like, and then it's free. Yeah.
Here's a mulch bag.
Like, Mike, should we get one? He's like, what are you gonna do? I'm like, I don't know, but it's free.
Right. We can use it. Right. It's Mariner mulch.
It's Mariner mulch.
Oh, you think it was moose?
It grows a moose.
That would be awesome.
It grows. I meant it was from a moose, not dead. It grows a moose. Pest control. Chickens actively eat insects like bugs, snails, and grasshoppers, helping to naturally control pests in your garden.
So do a lot of guys on Third Avenue.
They're also there for a reason, too.
Right.
I mean, that's why spiders are good.
Right. What is the use of other bugs?
Just how they support the ecosystem. as far as pollination,
like feeding chickens,
pollination. I mean, there's right. a million things.
Yeah. Yeah. Eating other bugs, whatever it might
there
be.
There you go.
Right. That's why spiders do the webs.
And then this is the number one positive impact of having chickens. From time to time, we get it because of our friend Taryn.
Bird flu.
Fresh eggs.
Oh, yeah, that too.
One of the primary reasons people keep chickens to access a constant supply of fresh
nutritious eggs. She's hooked you up with fresh eggs?
One time.
Okay, I should say, I've never had that offer.
I think one time she came in and she was like, I've got eggs, and I was like, I will take eggs. That was it. That was the only time.
Actually, she gives out eggs to everybody except you, boss.
I know.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically.
You know how evil she is. Unbelievable. He never shares his weed.
All I've ever wanted to do was leave my eggs on the counter. No refrigeration, just eggs. That's all I want.
That was been my dream.
Yeah.
It was a big old bowl of eggs.
I'm going to leave my butter out tonight instead.
It really messes with the aesthetic of my kitchen.
You just wanted counter dairy, man.
Counter eggs.
I leave my milk out.
If it's dairy, I'll leave it out.
Yep.
Every time.
That there's the block of cheese on the
counter. Get yourself a bite.
Is that blue cheese? Cheddar.
Ooh. Cheddar. Having some coffee? Grab the heavy whipping cream right there.
Sharp cheddar.
Counter eggs. A police officer in Florida had his integrity put to the test while conducting a DUI stop.
What was that?
Oh, test your memory at 5:50.
Okay. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to get tested on the line for profile. This at 206-803-ROCK, and we made it to drinking time.